So, I mean, I did print out in the packets to share, so there's one that I put over there as well.
It's a shame, because what I'm worried about is that we could, well, what, on one and two might become combined, but there might be still on one, they've got linked stuff on two, it'd be difficult to remember them.
Vicky, could you sort of cut and paste to form one slide by reducing the font size?
I could do, but you see, that's where it gets difficult, because you're going to find it hard to read, so what I could do instead...
No, I think, I think we're probably close enough to the screen to...
Depends how rubbish my eyesight is. I'll move 6 inches from the screen.
So these are basically...
Yeah, just make it smaller. Yeah. Just knock them down a bit. You can either use the thing at the bottom or change the font.
Right, yeah.
I mean, we could, you could cut down the first one and just say in those serious
part of the bubble. Sorry, I've got them all up now, so we can...
Yeah, that's
fine. I personally
You've
would like...
Right.
Yeah.
I'd like 2 minutes just to read through.
If we cut out the first one, just say invest serious time, effort and staff development budget in developing a central innovation unit, that's what we need.
So I just said I would like a couple of minutes to read through the whole list before we start working, I think. Fourth from bottom, again, was something I put forward, and I'm wondering if it fits better under a different heading.
Well, it comes within decision making, doesn't it?
I think, well, or what were the two previous ones? I haven't got it. This all
existing
out.
Assets and fees and charges.
It's a decision making thing, isn't it?
It's not culture and resources, definitely.
Is this the bullet? Fourth from the one that you say?
Yeah, carry out an exercise,
yeah.
That's actually linked to the one above it, although it might not be obvious, because that's the whole.
Yes,
you don't have to form sentences, it's about identifying duplication and simplifying processes and blah blah blah.
Yes, I think they
could help. We need this really. So what we've got is central innovation unit. I think two, I don't understand two. I think we should get rid of it because I think it's covered in. I think it's covered in one in many ways.
This is the staff development budget.
Well, I mean, in terms of monitoring whether you're achieving what you set out to achieve, if you don't identify what the costs of the projects are in terms of additional staff, we don't know whether it's going to be a success. We don't know whether it's actually a success at the end.
Well, I think that will be all part of the same renovation unit. Because some central innovation unit should project manage this thing. So I think we'll just put that into that. So let's say this should be created to monitor and control commercialisation projects.
Yeah, you could do that.
You're aware that there is going to be a strategic director for commercial strategy, so I would suggest that central innovation unit is going to be
commander that room.
Under
commercialisation strategy manager.
Under the
strategic director.
Yeah.
It's just the words central innovation unit is probably not going to be hugely understandable.
So what should we call it?
That's what I'm wondering. what you're really talking about is a sort of project team, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. No, we're talking about the think tank idea. We're talking about taking their idea of a think tank and sticking it in here, which is a project management operation.
That's a different
can we just
thing,
call, can
it?
We just call it the think tank then?
We can, yeah.
Which would make more sense.
Commercialisation think tank.
Yeah.
Do you want it to be what North West Leicestershire was saying?
Maybe
what
it's
with
North
West
three.
Leicestershire was the think tank was evaluating ideas. So that's what you want it to do.
It shouldn't just say evaluate ideas though, it should monitor and control.
That's why I'm wondering.
Look at bullet point from the bottom. Bullet point three, love it, identify best practice. Bullet point three.
Yeah.
From the bottom three, I'm sorry, I'm Irish.
Yeah, sorry.
I think that's
what we've just said.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll call it Central Innovation Unit then. We'll call it a central think tank. In a central innovation think tank.
Okay.
And central's not capitalised. It's just to explain that it's in the centre, not in one of the functions. To monitor, evaluate and control. Or to develop, monitor, evaluate and control commercialisation projects under the new strategic director for XYZ.
And then which of those can we get rid of?
Quite a lot.
Yes.
Get rid of that. Get rid of that.
Which one are you getting rid of?
One and two.
Yeah.
Four, because it's up to it to develop a pattern of activities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The next one.
That one still stays.
Mm. Yeah.
What, embed commercialisation within
it? No, foster ongoing relationship.
No, yeah.
So,
what about that
one? Embed commercialisation within the individual performance targets of officers.
I think you need targets.
It's still.
I think it's true, but I think it shouldn't be with individual with targets of officers. I think the target should be a service target.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the services that'll generate income, not of course it'd be officers for those services.
You need targets in there somewhere so it can be analysed.
So develop individual performance targets for services. And the
rendered.
No, just no. For services on the.
This
what
is
do we call
be part
services?
Of the KPI program, isn't it? The performance monitoring that you do as a scrutiny committee. So really, I suspect that these. You're asking them to do something that they're already going to do.
All right.
Well, the process of doing it.
I mean, you can. There's no harm in asking them to confirm, I suppose, or to.
Targets need to be tweaked. Because if you create a culture change, it's useful to put it in their annual targets.
Yes, I know. I get you. I think you're right. I don't think it would necessarily happen if we don't say it. We don't say they should do it. I get that there'll be performance targets, but will there be commercialisation performance targets?
Hmm. There will be, because they've got to monitor, haven't they, what they're doing, and they will, like, you know, the KPIs that you see are all on different services, so the strategic director for commercialisation is going to have procurement and assets departments under him, so they're going to take their targets with them.
So you're saying you think this is unnecessary?
I'm wondering whether we need to, I don't know whether to, you want to phrase it in a different way that's sort of like, accepting that they should be doing it already to sort of like, I don't know.
I'm happy to get rid of it if everybody else is, on the basis that it would be done with the new director coming in.
Yeah, setting a target is really about.
Or you could make it as an observation.
A business target is usually about allowing your boss to reach their targets, isn't it? There's like a cascade effect.
Yes.
Strip it out and make it an observation then.
Okay. So develop individual performance targets for service.
We would expect to see individual commercialisation performance targets for council service areas. Are they called something, these service areas? What are they called?
Yeah.
Well, the services.
Services covers more than
that's an observation.
Mm-hmm.
Who put this one and what did they mean by it?
What's that mean? Seek to increase capabilities and other. That's simply just reviewing how you work.
And so that's similar to the nurture and commercialisation culture.
It's similar to the one down directly underneath it. It's the example channel control. It's ways of working, and it's a more efficient ways of working.
Let's say that. Let's say.
Didn't we agree to move that into the decision making?
Well, I was just thinking that one way of doing this might be to say encourage. Well, we kind of are saying that though, anyway.
When it comes to the recommendations, they won't be under these titles.
Oh, okay. Right.
It'll just be 10 recommendations or whatever.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We want to engender a culture, right? How do we go about doing that? Because it's easy to just say engender a commercialisation culture. How the hell do we do that? We could say you need to measure every year.
Well, Northwest Leicestershire did training, didn't they? When they, with their slides, they had training, they had think tank.
Is that the only place we have anything like training?
So what
we should say. No, I mean in our recommendations, we don't have anything on training.
I don't think so, no.
Right, let's put something in on training.
Other than it might be in the decision making. No, I don't think you did.
No, I think we're going to have to put some. That's it then.
Yeah.
Put developer training, training development program for officers on commercialisation. Strategy and implementation, including ways of working that foster innovation.
Develop a training and development program for officers on commercialisation.
Yeah.
To embed a culture.
An entrepreneurial
culture.
So would that get
and
rid of
innovative ways of working?
Would that get rid of the last bullet point?
Culture. Don't talk for a minute. Please.
No, it's different, isn't it?
I'm trying to make sure I get all your words down.
That is the one that we said each service should develop.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we've covered that. So you can get rid of that as well.
Okay.
I think we've done it, that's it.
Yeah.
So you've got
except for the dragon's den thing.
Yeah, you've got two recommendations. So you've got create a central innovation think tank to develop, monitor, evaluate and control commercial projects under the new strategic directorate.
Yeah, commercialisation, not commercial.
Yeah, I think it's because I put com in my notes, I mean
right.
Commercialisation. And the second one is develop a training and development programme for officers on commercialisation to embed an entrepreneurial culture and innovative ways of working. And then you've got an observation that you expect to see individual performance targets for council service areas to be included in the KPI.
Yeah,
and
on an annual basis.
And then the internal control ones moving into decision making.
Well, does it fall under that last one that we've just developed?
No.
What did you mean by it? What did you mean by internal controls? I think that might be why I put in the culture one rather than decision making.
I've done a lot of work with organisations, including local authorities. And I've identified with them areas where over the years they've just built up layer upon layer upon layer of process and control. And when they actually start to strip things out and look at it, a lot of the controls are completely redundant because the particular reasons that the controls were set up in the first place no longer exist within the organisation. And it's almost like, it's what I call the onion syndrome, because over the years you just build up layer upon layer upon layer.
Oh, so you're talking about getting rid of controls?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I think that's valid.
Yes.
I thought you were really talking about building up controls.
No, no, no.
It's the opposite. It's all
that's why it says eradicating
right.
From
yeah.
the
service. Yeah,
sure. I agree, because all organisations get more and more inefficient through time, because you have to step back and then revisit.
What is also interesting though, is that less important areas in organisations are grossly over-controlled because of this build-up.
Yes.
But actually the more strategic and the more important parts of businesses are grossly under-controlled because often the strategic areas are the most difficult to understand how to manage.
So the way I've seen that work in universities is every now and again there's a call for suggestions on breaking down bureaucracy, and he sent his recommendations to bureaucracy at leicester.ac.uk or whatever, and that this is some form, sections of forms go, entire forms are removed, all this stuff. I think that will be a good idea. Mm. I'm not. Is it a bit tactical, a bit micro?
Sure.
If
you look at organisations, the hoops that people go through just to get, let's say, pins or staples or whatever, I mean, they're nitpicky about the little stuff, but spend £500,000 or £1 million, they don't bat an eye. Mm-hmm. And you really need the controls at the big on the big stuff rather than.
Okay, so let's say this then. Let's say consider a suggestion scheme to reduce bureaucracy.
That doesn't cover what I'm suggesting.
There's things that help today that KPIs become redundant and things like that.
Yeah.
And there's over-reporting happens, isn't it? Because it's very easy to create a report which is really relevant for a period of time, and then just carries on. That month report keeps getting generated long after it's in use.
It's reviewing internal processes and controls to streamline them, isn't it?
All right, let's move on.
All processes to streamline them.
Yes. Let's move on, because it is a decision.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go down then.
So, I'm sorry.
When you're ready, Nick, in the next area.
There you go. Are you alright doing it this way?
Yeah.
Rather than going back to the slides.
Bullet point 2 fits in what we've just said, doesn't it? Streamline your governance process to enable more agile while ensuring.
Yeah.
Yes?
Well, does it? Because I was talking more about sort of more detailed controls, and governance is the bigger picture. So
won't the KPIs do that?
Well, no, because governance is about much more than.
Well, there should be some KPIs on governance.
And I'm not sure if there are.
I don't know. I don't know. I'll leave that bit to you.
Should we say they were pretty clear, all these folks that we talked to, that commercialisation investments were considered after they'd been made?
Yes.
Now, do we want to recommend that, or do we want to say that we'd like to see stuff before it goes out? We wouldn't want to see that with commercial property.
No.
But I think we would with the solar farm, wouldn't we?
Oh, yeah. What I was reading that as was for commercial property, because ultimately the audit committee will be the people that monitor everything that's happening on the commercial property side after the event, but they will still be monitoring it.
It'll go through scrutiny to some extent as well.
I've been told that it's actually audit that will focus on it.
Well, is bullet point 3 then, Jill, fit into your
actual
mind thought? Bullet point 3 of the efficient commercialisation decision.
So is that pre-cabinet?
Sorry, Pauline, just a sec.
Sorry.
So I think you're right, Paul. I think that commercial property, we have to accept that decisions will be made in real time.
Mm.
But for other things, other big things, that they have to be reviewed before decisions are made.
So what are we thinking? Should we say above 5 million or something?
No, I think that's quite a too million high a figure.
Wherever it is.
You're talking about delegated authorities here.
Sorry?
You're talking about delegated authorities.
Well, yeah, but I think that commercial properties, it's been sorted, hasn't it? The decision, it is delegated authority. But I think if it's the solar farm or whatever, I think we need to put a monetary amount in for non-commercial property purchases.
Yeah. I think we do need to see this before.
And maybe it's a million.
Let's put something like that, because it probably is an observation, that, though. Is that your view, Nikki? Because we can't tell them exactly what figure it should be.
I've got written down that you accept that decisions made for commercial property is going to be in real time, but that other opportunities should be considered before developing, and that non-commercial property purchases
should be discussed.
Well, the decision rests with Cabinet, shouldn't it?
Should be
scrutinised.
Yeah, and could we also add into there that, you know, a monetary amount above which this needs to happen should be determined. And it's not up to us to determine what the monetary amount is. Yeah. But I think we've got that in.
A monetary amount
above which.
So an investment level above which decisions should be set, above which these decisions need to be assessed.
Scrutinised in advance.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then, sorry, Pauline, were you asking about the third bullet?
Yes. So is that an observation? You're happy for that to be an observation, or did you want that to be a recommendation?
I think I'd like it to be a recommendation.
As long as I think, I'm happy for it to be a recommendation.
Yeah.
If as without that cost, without the actual amount, then I think we should make it a recommendation. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, Pauline, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say, should we not have bullet point three in some format, because it actually focuses on a gatekeeper, it says there. And progress of commercial property.
That's what the central in there.
Yeah, it fits in and there.
That's what
So can that come out?
I think that can come out.
So what you do want to capture in this one is Councillor Bolton's discussion about processes and controls and streamlining.
I'm not sure if it is decision.
No, that's become something else. Let's keep pushing it down the list and we'll work out what
it's going in there.
Well, you can decide what it is. It doesn't have, like now, it won't be in that category, as it were.
We'll come back to that one again.
Well, as you said, they won't have the title.
No, they won't.
In the report.
No.
So it'll be as a bold point.
As long as it's not too fussy where it goes.
Have we got this developer clear and transparent process for commercialisation investments?
I think we've covered that.
Mm-hmm. In what way? Because I'm not sure we have.
Okay, why do you not think we have?
Why do you think we have?
Because I thought that what we've just written down over there
captures
it.
Just remind us what that is, Nikki.
So you've got the creating the central innovation tank to develop, monitor and evaluate. And then you've got this acceptance that decisions made relating to commercial property are not going to be scrutinised, but that...
So what we need to say, I think we do need to be specific. I think we need to say the central, whatever it's called, innovation, the think tank, should develop a process for evaluating commercialisation investments. Now, I think that is an observation, because of course it's something they wouldn't do anyway, isn't it?
Obviously the report of Cabinet sets out a strategy for how they're going to do it from a commercial property perspective.
So we need that for every type of commercial investment decision.
So you want a central innovation think tank to develop?
A transparent process for commercialisation investment evaluation using criteria important to CPC. And I think we've done it then, with the exception of this rather maddening item of Jill's.
Locational of borrowing?
No, it shouldn't be low vocational.
What should it be?
It should be considered borrowing more than 10 million to invest in commercialisation projects. Given the low cost of borrowing.
There's the cost.
I wonder where vocational came from.
But we're already going for more than 10 anyway, aren't we?
We are, but I think that's partly because they've realised what we've been saying along the way,
right.
Which is that 10 million quid worth of commercial property buying is not going to bring in 3 million quid.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had an impact already, actually. which is a good thing. But I do think we should put something in there because we should recognise. Given the size, so I think we should say this, given the size of the deficit, of the gap, deficits sound awful, but given the size of the gap in funding in the medium-term financial statement, the council should consider borrowing considerably more than 10 million to invest in commercialisation projects, including projects other than commercial property.
Yeah.
Because we should be winding our portfolio. Mm. Any good share portfolio manager would do that.
Don't disagree.
And we say that secondly, don't we?
Yeah.
So that incorporates the two.
Do we need to say the third one?
The third one is actually partly political, isn't it? Is this a pure commercial thing, or is it about, are you making political decisions about Jeremy Enchantment? So I don't know where it belongs here.
Well, I know what the council wants to do, which is not to invest in the borough at all, which is interesting in that sense, commercial, not to invest in commercial property in the borough, but outside it, because it's political inside.
Yes.
Which is kind of counter to what others in our panel have been, in our meetings have been saying. So we could go against that if we think that's necessary. I do think it's probably worth a 5 minutes of discussion, this item. Should we be saying, well, actually, your approach is misguided. You should really be, given the experience of Nottingham and others, you should consider investing in the borough. I don't know personally.
It comes down to how much you want the commercialisation strategy to align with the council's corporate objectives strategic objectives.
That's the thing, is it purely about maximising revenue, or are there other criteria?
Yeah, that's important to the council to consider.
I see no harm in suggesting that consideration needs to be.
It's put that there for discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not going to make the decision. Is it purely revenue generation, or is there other things where you're spending lots of money?
So, it's your recommendation that the council considers
the importance of other criteria
when
within the.
No, just put that the commercial investment could potentially take place inside the borough as well as outside the borough.
Inside his own front door.
Rather than just outside the borough.
The thing is, I don't mean to be critical, but the cabinet will say, yeah, okay then, we'll consider that it could take inside the borough. You want to say why, or you want to probably make it slightly smarter. You want to
say 20%
more specific that, you know, you,
in order to meet
council, you're recommending that the council consider that a proportion of the commercialisation properties should be assessed against strategic type objectives and purchased within the borough.
Yeah, that's what
you're saying, isn't it?
Yeah.
So do we need to put a percentage?
I don't think we do.
No, I think it's for us to do that.
So that you consider that commercial property investment.
But I do take Nikki's point.
Oh, that's a good
that,
one.
That things need to be not wishy-washy, but strong. And I'm not sure that is.
Or even with its revised form, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because it comes down to, is it just about the money, or is there other drivers affecting your decisions?
Well, it does, but I think Nikki's point about in their cabinet will say, yeah, we'll consider it.
As opposed to
I just think that our recommendations need to be just strong enough so that a response, we'll consider it, can't happen. it needs to lead to proper discussion and debate.
In an ideal world, they would all be what we call SMART, isn't it?
Yes.
Specific, measurable, etc.
Yeah.
But it's how you sort of do that.
Really. I don't think it's our place to make them SMART, quite honestly.
I think it's just.
We could say in the first year of the commercialisation project, so that we ought to cabinet ought to consider that in the first year, so that it maximises the opportunity to increase revenue across.
We'll come back for review.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll come back for review.
I mean,
yeah.
The council is likely to make a expenditure on a commercial property outside the borough for purely commercial revenue, but what you could recommend, because they're likely to do that now because of the deficit that we have,
mm-hmm.
what you could recommend is that future commercial property investment is, you know, looking at how it fits with the council's strategic objectives, that they consider regeneration of the towns and
yeah.
things like that. It's up to you.
I think we should be doing that. I think what we should say, you might find the right words because you found the right words for this a minute ago, of a balanced portfolio of commercial property investment should be undertaken.
Within and without the borough.
Yeah, such that best best in class opportunities are pursued externally. However, some strategic projects are undertaken in the borough in order to meet corporate objectives. Something along those lines.
Because I agree, the immediate thing is about the money, but in the bigger picture, in the longer term, you will want to consider other things, yes. Yes.
Excellent.
Okay.
The fourth bullet.
On parking.
I mean, that's an interesting one because there was supposed to be.
That's me.
There was supposed to be.
It's Nottingham, though. Nottingham Council do it, if you remember.
Yeah,
but there was supposed. Isn't that Nottingham City?
Yeah.
But there was supposed to be a scrutiny panel being set up to look at parking.
The what?
But that doesn't seem to have happened.
It kind of half hasn't, but hopefully
it hasn't because I've been asked to be on it, but nothing is happening.
I think we've gone round the wheel on this triple subject. I'm not decrying it quite some time, and is actually, yes, it's an applicable thing to look at, but is the actual grounds and the facility to be able to facilitate car parking? And they thought that the one that they were going to do was where the refuge people used to be, and that floods, doesn't it? It's a floodplain. Yes? So they couldn't really, they were going to put houses on it, and then part of it was going to be car parking, which came out of another panel about 3 or 4 years ago. So I don't know where, yes, I can believe, and everywhere are desperate, they're actually desperate for parking. Everywhere, no matter where in the borough, I'm only looking at the borough's wide spectrum, everywhere is looking for it. But, you know, yes, I can believe, yes, we should have a thing, but we should be looking at maybe land, brownfield sites or something like that, that we could put car parking on, not just looking at the existing car parking.
All right, that's a way of doing it?
May well be, yeah. I mean, I'm waiting to hear from, is it Julian?
Yeah.
Who was going to be leading.
He was going to be. I'll talk to him afterwards.
Okay.
So, you know, I think
but I'm perfectly happy personally for that recommendation to be in. Yeah?
As it is, or in the new form.
That's where the compliance we're talking about.
Yeah,
the council to investigate.
I mean, the point is, folks park all over the place, all over our borough, and there's no real enforcement. That's
but isn't enforcement the county responsibility?
Apparently, it's devolving.
The parking enforcement panel, my understanding, which maybe slightly faulty, is that it's been deferred because there's something happening in county about it, isn't there?
Okay. Yes.
And that they want the thing that's happening in county to be, I think they're doing a review.
Scrutiny Commission wanted to continue, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in a slightly different form.
Yeah.
That's the point.
I'm sure they'd like to blame county rather than the borough for doing this.
So I think in terms of this one, from what you were saying, you want the council to investigate opportunities to improve and increase car parking and car parking enforcement.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll leave it at that.
I like the next one. Anybody else like number four?
Yeah, definitely. But I'm just wondering whether it should be just Loughborough. I don't know who put that in.
It was mine.
Was it? Yeah. It's a good one. And it is, you can really develop some strategic objectives here if you get going. I don't think it should be just Loughborough.
I'm quite happy to open it out and also even.
And Leicester.
And Leicester.
So if we.
What
between the council and local universities?
Yes.
No, not
for
yeah.
And colleges as well, because we
want
people
from colleges.
Universities and colleges.
But actually, I mean, all these come together in the Midland Engine.
Yeah.
So, we could say, I'm not sure, I think we should say work with Loughborough University and further education colleges, universities and further education colleges.
Within the borough.
And regional development agencies like, well, not called that anymore, but economic development agencies such as the Midlands Engine. Let's put that in.
That next one, is that the garage space that is being referred to there?
Is that another one you asked for?
I don't know where that came from.
I don't know where that came from either.
I think it might have been Mark. But this review is being done on all of the garage spaces across Charnwood. And actually that one might have been one of mine. But I think it's the garage area.
So garage is that I thought was particularly necessary.
Yes. And most of the garages aren't being used. We actually converted into two bungalows and barrow.
Right.
Two garages.
But in Shelthorpe Ward, the garage areas are basically places where antisocial behaviour goes on and people dump vehicles after joyriding them.
Shall we just review the garages owned by the council to determine.
That is actually happening. It's whether you want to put a time limit on it. Because I think I sent you all an email with Alison Simmons' response about the garages. It's between her department and Landlord Services, so they're doing portions of it. I don't think there was any dates on the information, but she did have the list of what steps they were going through.
But let's remove the first part of the sentence and say, consider if the garage areas within the borough could be used for future council housing.
I think we should say affordable housing.
Okay.
And by, do we want to differ date or by the end of the financial year?
Or given due priority or something.
Yeah,
or you could complete a review of the garage areas.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because Rob, I've got his name, Rob Mitchell, he came out on a boardwalk in Shelthorpe and we showed him a couple of the areas. And he's really keen to get more social housing whenever we choose to call it. And every time we showed him a green space area, he took out his phone and was taking photos. But I think that links in
to very much. We don't want it to go to, as we own these, we don't want it to go to housing associations. We want to get to generate the income for ourselves. And we manage them in-house ourselves. And that's what is the downfall, I think, a little bit. We haven't got enough housing capacity within the council itself for our own residents.
Do you want, so what I've got so far is complete a review of the garage areas in the borough owned by the council that could be used for affordable housing.
Instead
of complete the review or carry out the review, I think we've acknowledged that the review is already happening. So it's almost, you know, consider whether we've got to acknowledge that it's happened, and so it's not saying carry out the review.
Yeah.
It's actually saying use the results from the review to consider.
Okay.
Well, let's just forget the review and just say that we think they should do this.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that, but I'm not happy with the fact affordable housing. I think it's we want tenanted housing for our residents.
Well, you could say affordable and social housing.
That way we're actually, because housing associations are stepping in,
and if we set up a company, it would help the company.
We used to
just put council owned affordable housing. I think that covers all bases.
Yeah, because you know.
So what are we having at the beginning if we're getting rid of complete review? So I've got something, garage areas in the borough owned by the council could be used for council affordable housing.
Investigator.
Because they're doing the review, so you want to see
outcomes.
The results, don't you?
You want to see the outcome of the
review.
Yeah.
Consider the outcome of the review and...
I think we forget this review, it's a blind alley.
Yeah, it is.
We don't know what it is. So I think we just say...
Explore.
Use.
No, I think we should tell them to do it.
I think we need, because we are down, we're into the rented sector for our residents. What I'm trying to do is that if we have the actual ownership of housing for our own residents, well, just the old fashioned, I'm trying to be very, because I'm being recorded here, it's discreet, council houses. We haven't got as many as we used to have. And we have residents who need council houses, not put into private landlord houses. And we are the landlord, we can actually manage the actual rents and manage the intake of the rents. Do you understand where I'm at?
Yes,
that's mine.
So what you're saying is your recommendation is that the council
turn over some of the
uses the garage areas that are appropriate for
We could do final wordsmithing.
Let's not considering it's what she's doing.
Yes.
Turn over some of the.
Yes.
So let's say that we recommend the council turns over some of the land currently used for garages to develop council owned affordable housing.
Yeah.
That's it, we're done. On that bit, we've now got the last two.
The word consider, I think, is very wishy-washy. And I would like to say for the second to last bullet, you know, create a street cleaning and maintenance company.
Okay.
It's just more direct.
You're giving something to say yes or no to.
Yes.
Yeah, you're forcing them a yes or no.
And Nikki's point was, you know, we'll consider it.
Yes.
But actually, I want to say, you know, create a street cleaner, and then they can turn around
and say no.
We want them to investigate and create a business case.
Well, we can say that actually.
That's
a lot better.
Yes. Because it's a measurable action there, isn't it?
The last bullet point, as good as it sounds, I hate to have to say it, but half the shops aren't owned. They are owned by conglomerates in the town.
Yes.
And we can't say to them that they can, us as a council cannot That's why all of them are empty, because the rents are so high.
Yeah.
And maybe
a friend of mine used to actually rent one, and she just had to pack it in.
That was my recommendation.
Yeah, yeah. So, as admirable as it is.
No, but maybe something that we can do, because there's no doubt in my mind that further down the line, you know, town centres are changing. We've got the whole town deal thing, but there are not going to be the same number of shops, etc., etc. So it may well be that will happen.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Very political, isn't it?
That is.
You're wanting the council to consider its long-term strategy in supporting the town centres of the borough.
Empty shops.
Somehow, yeah.
It's specifically about empty shops, this.
Yes, it is. And there are a lot of them.
Mm. A huge amount. Yes.
I mean, sometimes companies sit on them, don't they, too?
They're actually used as insurance.
They're
a pension.
Yeah.
And sometime down the line, they might use them for something else. I mean, Tesco and then the supermarkets.
I mean, the issue is, isn't it, long term, that once you've made it into housing, it's never going to return as a shop.
That's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which may be bad news.
Yeah. I don't think it's bad news at all, because society is changing dramatically. And we are no longer ever going to go back to the days of people doing their shopping.
Which is sad.
Which is very sad, but it's life. It's the way we are.
I don't know
what to do with this one.
Well, I think it's an excellent suggestion.
Well, of course you would.
It's got to be reworded in some way, that because these properties don't belong, they already are paying standalone tax to us as a borough.
Yes, what can we make happen?
Empty or working, they've got to pay tax, and that came in years ago. No matter whether the properties are empty or full, you've still got to pay tax when it's empty.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
You know, so I don't know what. I'll leave it to
everybody else. Is the issue perhaps reducing business rates? Which would might attract.
That's what the problem is.
Encourage.
I mean, that's a dangerous one.
Mm-hmm. Does it encourage change of use on empty properties? Could you not encourage changing of use of empty properties and leave it at that? That's up in the air.
To be honest, observations. Yeah. 7:45.
Yes.
I felt much more strongly about earlier issues than I thought about
this one.
Is that worth the weighing down?
No. Well, leave it in and see what the reaction will be.
It's an important topic, isn't it? But it's what can we do, and where's the commercial opportunity for us in that?
Okay.
Let's make an observation.
Okay.
And say the council should consider how empty shops.
No, the committee wished the council to consider.
All right.
Yeah.
To consider.
That's more
how
of a
empty
punch,
shops
isn't it?
Might be used
to generate income.
To generate income.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be happy with that.
And you can put IE.
I'm happy with it.
Chin, you know.
No, I think we could just leave it at that.
I have got
one more point, which has just occurred to me as we've gone through it. We talked about the commercialisation and the culture change, but we haven't mentioned anything about risk management. And I just wonder if we can put a sentence in somewhere about...
In observations?
That would be in decision making.
On decision making.
Yeah. Just to make sure that every...
Well, is it in decision making, or is it in the think tank?
It could be part of that, yeah. I just think we need to specifically use the phrase...
Do you want to give us a phrase quickly?
No.
Okay.
I just think we need to use the word risk management. So...
Are you saying we should be less risk averse or more risk averse? Or
robust risk management process.
I think that's an observation then.
Yeah, that's fine.
So let's say, are we happy with these observations, by the way?
You could put it as the fifth.
Are we leaving them there?
Let's not just give up because we've had enough. Let's go through it.
I don't know, that's what I'm saying, do we want to actually leave them at the end of the recommendations or take them further forward?
I think they should be before the recommendations.
Yes, I do.
They're not in the, in terms of the template, they will be at the end.
All right, if that's the tradition, then we'll stick with it.
Can you just remind robust risk management process at the very, very end of the target?
Yeah, that's what I said.
An extra bullet point under observations, and it's something like a robust risk management process needs to be in place.
Well, I think we can add it to the first one. Indeed. Prior to undertaking any commercialisation strategy, CBC needs to ensure that the purpose of commercialisation strategy aligns fully with corporate objectives and risk management processes.
Yes.
No, I don't. I'd like to use the word robust.
Robust risk management process.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We could get rid of the next one.
Fourth.
Which one?
Second one.
Yeah.
Second one we could get rid of because we've put it in elsewhere.
It's a finding. It's a recommendation.
It's become a recommendation, so we can get rid of that.
We've done it, we can put that.
But that should be a recommendation.
Yes.
Well, it's a cabinet report, isn't it?
What, this?
Mm.
Strategy.
Yeah, but that's not the strategy, is it?
I think, yeah.
So what we produce will become the strategy, is that what you're saying?
No, because of the approach to commercialisation. So he's got like quite a lot of the strategies in there. It's part of a report that we did, a report to cabinet in February that was included the commercialisation strategy.
Have we seen that?
I emailed the link to you.
Huh?
Have we seen it?
And I emailed the link to you.
Yes, I've seen the link, but I haven't
seen that.
So,
I don't know.
I think it's sort of developed, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
It's really important that we see it because otherwise, a lot of what we're saying could be completely irrelevant.
That's already been brought.
There's an item 6, commercialisation. It does have risk management stuff in it. It does talk about...
Sorry, where is this?
It's been emailed to you, apparently.
The link has been emailed, not the paper.
Not cabinet. The cabinet agenda for the 13th of March, you will have had that as your standard email alert.
I'll be on that protocol.
But I've
here we go. It's quite good, actually. I don't remember seeing this. I haven't seen it. It's actually, it does look quite good. And there is. So what it says is, why it's being done. Some background papers, talks about the financial need. It has criteria for consideration of a range of commercial opportunities, not just commercial property. It has an assessment scheme for commercial property investment. Talks about skills and capacity, talks about the new director post, talks about how to evaluate risk for commercial investment property. It talks about a summary of evaluation checks.
And this is going to cabinet, please.
March,
right.
This next cabinet meeting.
And it has a tiny bit on other commercial activities.
And that's coming from, isn't it, coming from?
And it does talk about commercial enterprise board. So our central innovation operation, we should really put that in.
Because it could make it. I'm just slightly concerned now as to whether this might make redundant some of the things that we are recommending.
Well, at least we've recommended them, and it's on paper, and it's on disc, and it's proof of evidence.
To some extent, these two are linked, right? They were supposed to be.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure whether I'm not too worried about the redundant bit, because we've had an influence on the process, and at least it's documented that we did that. And if it's then being done, that's great. But this isn't to say it will happen. I mean, it may be changed in some form. So that's the cabinet's paper.
But it is, what I think was bad about this whole process is that we were set up as a scrutiny panel when we had absolutely nothing to scrutinise.
Well, we can make that as an observation if you want. It's a critique of
process.
A critique of the process. We could say that's our fault, because we could have set the scrutiny panel up
after after the council set a developed commercialisation strategy.
But would they have done without us? I mean, it's chicken and egg.
It is a bit chicken and egg, yeah. I don't know.
I don't want to put anything in that's going to be...
I'm not sure it'd be that helpful. I mean, it's just I don't know. I think you're right.
You could make an observation if you wish to.
I don't think we'll bother because it's a bit like I told you so. And we did, but things have changed and taken notice to some degree.
And we want the report to be accepted.
Yeah.
Our recommendations are
implemented. Yes. Okay, any other observations on the observations?
No.
Well,
so
I
do
think...
Are you having all the first one with its amendment, and do you want the second and the third and fourth one as an observation?
Amending the first.
Yeah.
Get rid of the second, yes.
Yeah.
Get rid of the third.
Yeah.
Get rid of the fourth.
Okay.
Everybody happy with that?
Yeah.
I'm very happy. I think it was a good evening.
Did we get your final thing in?
No, you didn't.
Yes.
You didn't get it in
about
the processes and control
reviewing.
Oh,
the process
that's
and control.
That's why I'm giving you the opportunity.
Well, we know what the wording is.
Where do you want to set at the end?
What was the internal control review thing?
I haven't got any wording because you kept saying we would look.
All right, let me give it a go.
Go on then.
What's wrong with what we've got?
Carry out an exercise aimed at examining internal controls and eradicating those that are surplus.
With a view to increasing entrepreneurial activity and use of bureaucracy. That'll do it.
That'll do it.
But where does it sit?
I've got a couple of resources and thought of the...
Is it that in culture?
Investment, yeah.
Put it in culture.
That's
it
where it
culture.
Was.
That's enough.
And we said that it didn't...
They won't be in categories, remember.
I don't think it matters.
It doesn't. It won't be headings, according to Nicky. It's just a resume of recommendations.
We can always tweak it.
So, how many recommendations do we now have, Nicky?
That's an unfair question.
I think we've got eight or nine. And then you've got probably about three or four observations.
And how many recommendations did we have before?
I don't know, I'm not counting them.
You haven't counted them.
Well, I think we should, because I'm wondering whether it's gone down as much as it should have done. So we could just go back and see how many...
So you would have
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 28, 29, 30, 30, 31, 32, 33. All right, we're halfway. We've done that. We've halved it. That'll do.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, colleagues.
You're very welcome. Is that it? Are we not? And you're going to present it to...